Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking. Yeah, good, Emma, and yourself? Okay. Okay. Definitely, yes, it's okay for you to bring him in. Now, Vanessa won't be here Monday, as far as I'm aware. She'll definitely be here Tuesday, but obviously, if he needs to be seen like sooner with that, that's fine. In regards to everything else that you just said, I'm not sure. Like, obviously, there can be complications and stuff with stones and blockages and things like that, scary things. So, is it fresh blood that he's passing? Clotted blood? What's he, or is it just like tinged urine? Bright red. Okay. Okay, that's good. And he's on pain relief and stuff. Certainly. Okay. Not a problem. I'll just pop you on hold. Dr. Vanessa's just ducked to the bathroom. So I'll just pop you on hold and so I can ask her, obviously, before a revisit if you need to do anything, if it needs to be seen sooner. Yeah, I'll just pop you on hold. I won't be a minute there for you, Emma.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood.
Are you there, Emma? Yeah, so he's still passing urine and everything. He's not having difficulties passing any urine. Yeah, okay. Excellent. No, so Vanessa said definitely keep going with what you're doing, and yes, we will see him back next week. If things aren't progressing, have the viewpoint that he may need to stay and have a cystotomy, so go in and actually manually evacuate that stone where possible. As I said, Vanessa's not in on Monday, so if we could make it a Tuesday, we do have time if we need to go to a cystotomy on Tuesday with Vanessa. Would you be able to get in at 9:30? Is that possible? And what I'll do, I'll book it in as an admit with Vanessa so she can assess how he's going and then make a plan if a cystotomy is required. Obviously, if things turn around and he deteriorates or anything over the weekend, definitely get to the emergency or something like that. But otherwise, I'll make it a 9:30 appointment for Otis there on Tuesday. Touch base if you do need to come in sooner than that. But yeah, I'll book out for a potential cystotomy so we've got that time available, but we can always cancel the cystotomy if we don't need to go to that. But yeah, Vanessa said just be aware that he may need to stay if that is the case, so not a problem. No, she said it can happen, obviously irritation and stuff. If he starts to definitely keep an eye on his urination, so make sure is he in with a whole heap of others or is he by himself or Yeah, so definitely do that just to make sure that he is urinating, he's passing good amounts of urine. If that declines and he stops urinating or he's really not passing a lot or he starts to really weak and stuff crying when he is urinating, that's something that we do need to see sooner or if it's on the weekend, get to the emergency. But yeah, definitely keep up with all the medications that you are doing, monitor his appetite, and if he starts to become depressed or anything, then yes, we'll get him in sooner. Yep, definitely. We'll do the reassessment with Vanessa, and then potentially, if he does need to stay, then we'll have time allocated for that if required. Not a problem. Oh, that's fine. No worries at all. And if you've got questions tomorrow, we are here, and Vanessa will be on tomorrow from 9 till 1. Excellent. Okay, then. Not a problem. Thank you. Bye.